Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, August 5th, 2022. Politician Ferhat Köçek of Die Linke is not allowed to appear as a joint plaintiff in the trial about a right-wing extremist series of attacks in Neukölln. This was decided by the Tiergarten District Court. Köçek, a member of Berlin's House of Representatives since 2021, was himself a victim of an arson attack and is appearing as a witness against several defendants in the trial, which begins August 29th. On the night of February 1, 2018, Köçek's vehicle, parked in a carport next to his home, went up in flames as several people, including himself, were sleeping. According to Köçek's own account, he was awakened by the bright glow of the flames and tried to fight them off with fire extinguishers. The house itself was not affected in the attack, however. According to Christina von Bottmer, deputy spokeswoman for the Berlin Criminal Courts, the district court did not see any legal reasoning for the admission of the incidental action. Such an action could be admitted because of serious consequences of a crime, but the court did not see them in the documentation that Köçek provided. Köçek said on Wednesday that the psychological and physical consequences of the act are omnipresent for him to this day. They include anxiety, sleepless nights, and lost trust in people. The court justified their decision with the fact that Köçek only found it necessary to have 5 consultations with the psychological counseling service for victims of right-wing extremist violence in 3.5 years. The politician stated that he was, quote, shocked and considered the reasoning questionable, thus becoming a victim of the act again. Heike Kleffner of the Association of Counseling Centers for Victims of Right-Wing, Racist, and Anti-Semitic Violence called the district court's decision a scandal. A ride-hailing company in Berlin made more than 100,000 trips without having the required permit. Now, the State Office for Civil and Regulatory Affairs, or LABO, has imposed a fine of €500,000 on the company's managing director. The illegal operation was discovered through controls of the LABO and the police, and the administration announced that the state office is currently investigating a whole series of cases of unauthorized driving. In the case now uncovered, the company had carried out the more than 100,000 trips between August of 2021 and March of 2022, with around 160 vehicles. Ride-hailing operations require a permit for commercial passenger transportation, but this company did not have one, and this is not an isolated case. Through their checks, LABO became aware of several individual rental cars that are on the road without a permit. The intermediary services for these companies are platforms such as Uber, FreeNow, and Bolt, and booking rides with them is done via an app. According to the administration, there are about 4,500 legal ride-hailing cars in the city, in addition to the approximately 5,800 taxis on the road. Customers can identify legal vehicles relatively easily because since last year's amendment to the Passenger Transportation Act, ride-hailing vehicles are required to display a registration number on the rear window. And as recently as May, the Senate Mobility Administration announced that all licensed operators now have the registration number, recognizable as a white number on a blue background. In this context, the administration has repeatedly advised passengers not to get into rental cars without such a number. The reason? If a vehicle used for passenger transportation is not properly licensed, the vehicle as well as the passengers are usually not adequately insured against any damage. And in addition, there's a risk that the vehicle is also not in proper technical condition. On Wednesday, the Federal Ministry of Health and the Federal Ministry of Justice jointly announced a new draft for the Infection Protection Act. This would allow the federal states to impose masking requirements again starting in October in order to protect against a new corona wave in the autumn. Furthermore, a nationwide mask obligation for trains, buses, and airplanes, as well as a mask and test obligation in hospitals and nursing facilities, are mentioned in the draft. The federal states are to decide for themselves whether they require masks beyond that in publicly accessible indoor areas. In restaurants and at cultural and sporting events, however, there will be exceptions for tested, newly vaccinated, and the newly recovered. Berlin's Health Senator Ulrike Gothe welcomed the fact that the federal government had agreed on a proposal. She stated, however, that because no details of the proposal are available yet, many questions remain unanswered. Almost 2 million passengers took off or landed at BER last month. That's about 700,000 passengers more than July of last year. In total, more than 10 million travelers flew through BER in the first 7 months of this year, which is already more than in 2021 as a whole. And by the end of this year, the number of passengers is expected to reach 17 million. The figures are still a long way away from the pre-crisis level. In July 2019 alone, around 3.4 million passengers traveled via the then Berlin airports Tegel and Schönefeld. And lastly, thank you to Tony and Tobias for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.